Democrats who would like to run against George W. Bush in 2004 are already making pilgrimages to New Hampshire. Al Gore has been there, so have House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt, Vermont Governor Howard Dean, and U.S. Senators John Kerry, Joseph Lieberman, and John Edwards. Edwards, who is from North Carolina, hasn't even completed his first term in the Senate. Still, he's generating a lot of interest from National Democratic Party leaders. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson traveled to New Hampshire when Edwards was there, and she filed this report.
How are you? Nice to see you again. Welcome back to New Hampshire.
Glad to be here. Very good to be here.
Hello, Senator, how are you?
Nice to see you.
It's at least 900 days before the 2004 New Hampshire primary, and in a backyard in suburban Manchester, Democrats have gathered to size up yet another potential presidential candidate. Retail politics doesn't get any more retail than this.
You wrote a letter to my sister to wish her happy 25th anniversary when Kathy and I went to Raleigh for a party. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Rebecca.
Senator John Edwards is relatively unknown in New Hampshire, but his face has already been on national magazine covers with swooning headlines, such as The Next Bill Clinton, or Next Stop the White House, or, as People magazine described him, America's Sexiest Politician. To some national Democrats, Edwards is the answer. He's got a perfect political profile, from the South, articulate, smart, handsome, with a mercifully uncomplicated personal life. And though he's yet to finish one term in the United States Senate, he already has his name on bills like the Patient's Bill of Rights. And, says Lou D'Alessandro, a Democratic state senator here who's watched Edwards work a crowd, John Edwards knows how to connect with people. To D'Alessandro, he's a natural at the kind of one-on-one politics that's so important in New Hampshire.
This guy, though, has a rare quality. You know that down-home quality? He's got it. He really does. And he is a star in that regard. And people have an immediate liking of him, that warm and fuzzy feeling. That emanates from him.
At this stage of the game, the goal is not to collect votes. It's to raise money, sign up key activists, and to get good press. Edwards has excelled at all three of these pre-primaries. He's only had one rough patch so far, an appearance on Meet the Press, which some political analysts found less than stellar. He was criticized for turning vague and squishy under the questioning from NBC's Tim Russert.
I sit on the Intelligence Committee, Tim. Everyone knows there are huge parts of Afghanistan that are not secure.
So what would you do? Send thousands of more American troops?
No.
What would you do?
No. What I would do is show leadership.
At the Manchester Democratic gathering last weekend, Judy Shanahan said she caught Edwards on Meet the Press and thought he was disappointing.
I wanted him to be a little more aggressive or a little more out there than he was.
And then Shanahan settled in to listen to Edwards' stump speech.
I have a clear idea, I think, of the kind of leader this country is looking for today. This is what they're looking for. In fact, they're not just looking for it, they're hungry for it. They're looking for people who have values and beliefs that come from in here. They are not looking for somebody who wakes up in the morning, puts their finger up in the air, and says, which way is the wind blowing today?
Edwards looks a whole lot younger than 49, and in that Manchester backyard, with his Bobby Kennedy shock of hair and slightly rumpled chinos, he looked young enough to be running for student body president. Edwards was relaxed and engaging, and he hit all the Democratic sweet spots. The cost of prescription drugs, education, the environment, the evils of corporate lobbyists. He used his life story as a selling point for his particular brand of soft populism.
My dad worked in cotton mills all his life. My mom, her last job was working at the post office, delivering the mail. And I was the first person in my family to be blessed to be able to go to college. And my family was very, very proud of that. And here's what the problem is. Today, people who want to realize that same dream, they're fighting uphill. They're fighting against a deck that's stacked against them.
After Edwards finishes, I went to find Judy Shanahan again to see what she thought now that she'd seen Edwards in person.
I'm in love. I am. This man is just wonderful. Scares me because he not only looks great and he's so young and dynamic, but he says all the right things. When I came in and I was little, I'm not too sure, and I am very sure.
Not every New Hampshire activist will be this easy to win over. It's still very early, and only a few Democrats are actually committing to candidates. Ray Buckley, the vice chair of the New Hampshire State Democratic Party, says the buzz in Washington about Edwards has not vibrated all the way to Manchester.
We do it the old-fashioned way in New Hampshire. That's why they let us retain the first in the nation primary, I believe. If he wants to run, he'll have to do it the old-fashioned way, and he's going to have to go neighborhood to neighborhood, and he's going to have to look people in the face. You know, we don't treat frontrunners kindly here in New Hampshire or people that get anointed too quickly, but we certainly are looking at him, and I think a lot of people are very interested in meeting him and getting to know him.
This is only Edwards' second trip to New Hampshire. The other potential candidates have been here many more times. At a house party in Bow, another Democratic activist asks Edwards how he relates to a field already crowded with Gore, Lieberman, Kerry, Gephardt, and Dean.
And I'm curious as to where you see a perspective Edwards' candidacy kind of fitting into the landscape.
I think I represent something different. I mean, I am, for many reasons, I have an outside Washington perspective. I haven't been in Washington for that long. I have a view of the world that I think is similar to regular Americans. I mean, I don't see things through the eyes of Washington. I see things through the eyes of people from outside Washington.
Running as an outsider also helps Edwards deal with one of his vulnerabilities. If he's nominated, he would have even less government experience than George W. Bush did in 2000. While John Edwards' profile rises in Washington and in New Hampshire, he's been getting a lot more attention from the Republican Party in his home state, where he's also up for re-election to the Senate in 2004. Bill Coby is the chairman of the North Carolina State Republican Party.
We don't like the idea of John Edwards being the nominee for president. And if he is the nominee for president, he's going to get crushed in North Carolina. It's not even going to be close. And we intend to set the table.
Edwards says he feels no tension between appealing to a left-leaning Democratic primary electorate and, at the same time, the more conservative voters of North Carolina. And he dismisses one poll that shows only 41% of the people in his state feel positive about him running for president. He says this kind of thing has happened before, and he cites John McCain, whose run for president in 2000 generated a backlash in his home state.
Now, Senator McCain and I disagree about a lot of substantive issues, but I think what people saw in him was somebody who was willing to speak out and stand up for what he believed in. And even if they differed with him, they respected it. And I've seen exactly the same thing in North Carolina, and I expect it to continue and even become stronger.
Invoking the straight-talking John McCain isn't a bad idea in New Hampshire. After all, McCain won the Republican primary here 2 years ago. He also captured the hearts of many Democrats and independents in New Hampshire, an achievement John Edwards would be happy to duplicate.
John, I met you at my daughter's house. You were at Maureen Manning's house.
Oh, Laurie, yes, Manning. I remember.
Well, you probably don't. You got 6,000
people. I don't. I remember being
you
there.
You see 6,000 people. How can you remember them all?
No, but I remember being there. Well,
thank you. And you're a great speaker. I really enjoy listening to you. And you,
thank you.
I've also watched you in the Senate. You do a great job.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Manchester.
Mary Sisson, one of our city aldermen,
nice
great
to
friend.
See you. Very good to see you.
And the honoree this evening, Senator...